Good evening, everyone. This is Frank Barton speaking to you from Hollywood, from which point, once again, the National Broadcasting Company brings to its listeners from coast to coast a description of the annual Santa Claus Lane Parade. Our microphones are set up just outside the NBC studios at Sunset and Vine in Hollywood, where the parade is forming and just about to get underway. In fact, you can probably hear a lot of clatter in the background. We've had bands going by and drum corps and whatnot. And now, during the next 15 minutes, John Storm and I will try to give you a word picture of some of the gaily decorated floats, and we're going to bring to the microphone some of the 50 NBC stars who are taking part in the parade. I say some because within 15 minutes, we won't get very many of those 50. The parade itself makes its way from our present location up to Hollywood Boulevard, then through the business district, which has been decorated very lavishly in keeping with the Santa Claus Lane idea. That is, there are huge metal Christmas trees on both sides of the street with bells, stars, and wreaths suspended above the street. Then the parade returns to this starting point along famed Sunset Boulevard. I believe it travels about 5 miles and will take a little over an hour. As in the past, the Santa Claus Lane Parade is made up exclusively of NBC personalities. Along the route of the parade, it is estimated there are some 1.25 million people anxiously waiting for its arrival. In tonight's parade, there are about 17 of the so-called album floats lined up ready for the start, most of them made up of replicas of open books, the pages carrying appropriate decorations and greetings. Incidentally, the one occupied by Dennis Day and his girlfriend of the show, played by Sharon Douglas, is made up to represent the soda fountain of Willoughby's drugstore, where he works. Art Linkletter and the People Are Funny cast have a group of live monkeys aboard their float. Roy Rogers and his friends of the Saturday Night Roundup, Gabby Hayes and Dale Evans, are mounted with Roy on his famous horse, Trigger. Ralph Edwards and the Truth or Consequences gang are on a float decorated to resemble a funhouse at a carnival. And as a climax to the parade, we find Santa Claus in the company of those two very important people from Wistful Vista, Fibber McGee and Molly. It's a beautiful night now, and plenty of searchlights around, but I think we've had enough of a buildup. Incidentally, a beautiful big blimp flying right over the parade. But I see that John Storm has some of these NBC stars in tow, so let's talk with them personally. Okay, John.
Thank you very much, Frank Barton. Yes, as a matter of fact, we have Phil Harris standing right here at our microphone now, and his very charming wife, Alice Fay, right over here to our left. We're going to have her up here at the microphone in just a moment. Phil, come on up here, will you? I see you have your daughter, your very lovely little daughter, Alice, with you this evening.
That's right, John, and this will be a very memorable evening to me because as many times as I have participated in the Santa Claus Parade and seen the Santa Claus Parade, I never dreamed that I'd be riding in it with my own daughter. But tonight, Alice, Big Alice, and Baby Alice and myself have a float, and this is going to be a lot of fun for me, and I'm sorry that I couldn't have little Phyllis, but she's too young, so we'll catch her next year, John.
Well, John, that really sounds swell. Thanks a lot, too, Phil. And how about that Christmas shopping? Have you done that yet? Have you?
Well, when you have two children, John, you have to do a lot of Christmas shopping.
I can well imagine that. Where's Alice, Phil?
She's standing over there. Hey, yeah. Alice.
Call her over here, can we? Let's get her. Just want to say hello. Very lovely Alice Fay, ladies and gentlemen. Wanted to say hello. Alice, would you say hello?
Hello, folks. I mean, this is really a kick. My little girl is looking around like, I don't know. I mean, she's so thrilled, she doesn't know what to do.
Oh, she's
looking at Red Skelton and petrified, and of course she loves her Uncle Jack, but she is really getting... Oh, Alice, you going to say
here
hello?
Here she is right
hello.
Now. We're going to have her say hello.
Say hello, baby Alice.
Say hello.
Hello, folks.
Hello.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, listen, what do you want Santa Claus to bring you? Tell all those nice people.
Yes.
What do you want Santa Claus to bring you? What do you want?
Something real fast now.
What do you want?
Oh.
Oh, she loves her daddy instead. I love that.
Thank you very much, Alice Fay and Phil Harris.
Well, now, John, right alongside of you here is the gentleman who's on Tuesday night. He's dressed up as that bad widow boy tonight, I think. Red Skelton. How are you, Red?
I'm fine, John. How are you?
What are you going to do in this parade?
I'm going to cause Grandma a lot of trouble.
Oh, you are? Yeah. How about Santa Claus? You going to give him any trouble?
Oh, no, I don't get
started. You done your shopping yet? You done your Christmas shopping?
Shoplifting.
What do you want for Christmas, incidentally, Red?
Oh, I don't know. Not much of anything.
Well, getting serious for a minute, how about that trip to Chicago you just recently took?
Yeah, we did it for the Army there, for the Transportation Corps.
And a wonderful time you had back there, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, we flew back. And I'm not a very good flyer, and the stewardess came up to me, the hostess, she says, you sick? I says, no, this is the Davis Cup. I just won it.
Well, Red, have a lot of fun in the parade and don't cause any trouble, will you? So long, Red Skelton.
Say, Frank, as a matter of fact, here we have Art Linkletter. You know, people are funny, and so he tells us anyway. Art, come up here at the mic, will you? Tell us just a bit of...
903.
tell us just a bit about what's going on your float tonight, will you, Art?
Well, there's
going
to be a lot of monkey business going on in my float because we're having a meeting of the first and the original People Are Funny fan club. 12 monkeys, real live monkeys, are going to be clambering all over the float, and I suppose me.
Oh, all right. Say, is Kay Kaiser around here? I saw Kay just a minute ago.
Kay? Kay's so busy over there. He's getting ready for his USC stint tonight. He's going over and do a rally. Hey, Kay.
As a matter of fact, you two fellows were interchanging on your shows here a while back. I wanted to ask you, Art, what did you think of... the show that you were doing this summer, as a matter of fact,
while you were substituting for Kay. I was just kind of an assistant professor. I just barely won my mortarboard before Kay came back. I was just in there for a couple of weeks.
Here's Kay right now.
Here's the real professor. They're trying to run me in as a professor, Kay. You're the professor.
How did this fellow do on your show this summer? As a matter of fact, he was on your show. I just wanted to find out.
He was on our show, is right. Yeah. How did he do?
Yeah, how did he do?
It's a terrific parade tonight, isn't it? Isn't it a beautiful night? No rain, everything's fine. How did he do, huh?
Yeah, how did he do?
Got a lot of floats, haven't we? Beautiful floats.
What kind of a float are you on tonight, Kay?
I'm on the College of Musical Funny People Are Funny float. I mean...
All right, let's see who else we can find around here. Thanks a lot, Kay.
Well, we've got a gentleman here who has a new show on NBC. It's heard on Saturday night. He's known as the King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers. How are you, Roy?
Pretty good. How are you?
How is that parade going to be for you?
Oh, I think it's going to be wonderful.
What's your float like?
Float is Trigger. But I have my two daughters, my little daughters, Linda Lou and Cheryl, are going to ride in the parade. We have a special-built stagecoach for them, drawn by a couple of little ponies.
Oh, that ought to be cute. How old are they, Roy?
Well, 3 1/2 and 6 1/2.
Wonderful. Have they seen these Santa Claus Lane parades before?
Yes, they've seen one or two of them, but this is the first one. We've had quite a bit of excitement around the house this afternoon when they found out that they were going to get the ride in it.
Oh, I'll bet.
And before we get on, before I have to leave the air, I'd like to wish all the kids and the whole country could see the Santa Claus Lane parade that they have here in Hollywood. It's really wonderful.
And I might say to you that, and to the listeners, that one of the biggest parts of the NBC parade and that Santa Claus Lane is you and Trigger coming down the street. I know the kids and mine and lots of others always wait for that part of the parade.
Well, we're going to have a lot of fun trying anyway.
Who's going to be riding Trigger with you tonight?
Dale Evans is going to ride one of our horses, Trigger Jr., and we have the Sons of the Pioneers and Gabby Hayes, of course.
Oh, Gabby will be there, too.
That'll be our whole unit and the whole group of all the people that's on our radio show.
Well, have a lot of fun, Roy. I hope you enjoy the parade, and I know we're going to enjoy seeing you.
Well, I know I'm going to enjoy it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, Frank. And now here's the fellow we want you to meet. Come around on this side, Dennis. Dennis Day, ladies and gentlemen, one of our new NBC stars in the day in the life of Dennis Day. You've heard him many times on Jack Benny's show, and now Dennis has his own radio program. We want to ask him a little bit about how he likes his show. How's it going, Denny? What do you think?
Well, it's going fine, Joy. So far, everything is really swell. The sponsor's very happy.
That's swell.
People seem to like it. So I guess that's it.
Just got back from the service about how long ago?
I got out almost a year. It'll be a year in March, March the 15th. And then I went back with Jack Benny on the 17th, on St. Patrick's Day, to be correct.
Isn't your program going to change time in a little while?
December the 25th, on Christmas Day, we're changing time. We'll be in the East at 8 o'clock on Wednesday.
I think that's pretty interesting because I know all the folks will want to follow you. One thing we do want to know, Dennis, as a matter of fact, it's been on our mind for quite a while. Are all those things that they say about Jack Benny being cheap really true?
Well, Joy, I don't think it's really true. Jack is not cheap or tight. He just seems that way because other people spend money.
Thanks very much, Dennis Day.
Right in front of us now, John, are a couple of people who have the honor tonight of riding with Santa Claus. Those two very famous people of Wistful Vista, Fibber McGee and Molly. How do you do, people?
How are you tonight? I'm sure.
Better known as Marion and Jim Jordan. We like to know you as that because you're wonderful people. We like to see you. How are you going to enjoy that parade?
It'll
be wonderful tonight. Beautiful night.
You know what I get a kick out of is all the performers here. They're just raring to go.
Just a bunch of kids, aren't they?
Sure they are.
Tell me, you have a granddaughter, don't you?
Oh, yes, indeed.
She's going to enjoy Christmas this year?
That's right.
Well, yes, I think she will.
How old is she this year?
She's 18 months.
Oh, good. Well, not too much, but she'll enjoy it anyway. Thanks, Fibber McGee and Molly.
Wonderful. Merry Christmas
to all. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Good. I wish all the children in the country could see this.
Frank, as a matter of fact, we have two more people here that I know want to say Merry Christmas. We have Judy Canova, star of her own show, and also Ralph Edwards of Truth or Consequences. Come in and say good evening, both of you.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas is right. And here's Ralph.
All Merry Consequences and a Happy Hooligan, but I
That's right, Ralph. As a matter of fact, tell us all about this costume you have
well,
on
this,
here.
I feel like a devil. like
you look like, I mean.
He looks like one, doesn't he?
You certainly do. All right, one more question. What do you think of the parade tonight? And what
well,
about
I
your float,
know,
Judy?
I get in it.
You don't, you're going to find
it looks
out.
Looks pretty
huh?
good from where I sit.
What about your float, Ralph?
I'm in front of Judy. I think it's going to be all right.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a million for coming
now,
up and saying hello.
I got a couple of people here to say hello. Pedro and Geranium, come on up here.
Well, just say.
Pardon me for talking in your face and reading Merry Christmas to you.
This is Geranium saying Merry Christmas to everybody.
Thank you very much.
Well, now, Joy, we've got a couple of people from that very famous Seal Test Village store. The proprietor of the village store and his very handsome manager, very good-looking manager, Jack Haley and Eve Arden. How are you, folks?
Fine. Hello. How are you, Frank?
Fine, Jack. Are you going to enjoy that parade?
Oh, I'm a very happy girl. I've been assured that Santa Claus is coming, and I have 6 pair of nylons in my bag.
Is your little daughter with you, Eve?
No, she isn't. I was going to bring her down. She's a little young yet.
Oh, I see. What about your float? What float are you on, Jack, tonight? Do you know anything about that float you're going to ride?
Yeah, we're on the Seal Test Village store float.
Oh, it
Actually,
is.
Actually, the store that we work for, the National Dairy Company.
That's quite a coincidence, isn't it?
Yes, someone caught it up. They have two round spaces where
I've never
we put
seen
our
such
heads.
I've never seen such a large crowd.
And, beautiful evening and
yes,
a wonderful,
wonderful
crowd.
I know it'll be a great success.
I hope you
Thank
enjoy
you, Frank.
The parade.
Merry
Christmas. We have one of the heaviest men in our parade, Smiling Ed McConnell. You've heard him many times. Ed, say hello to all of
oh,
us, will
hello,
you?
Everybody. This is a wonderful night, isn't it?
You bet it is, Ed. How much do you weigh, Ed? We'd
oh,
like
about
to know.
Nearly 300.
Nearly 300 pounds?
Well, he look, weighs how... more than that, he does. He's hot.
Oh, you bet. We'd like to hear those characters, too. Say, as a matter of fact, how's the feel to take part in the show instead of being on one this evening?
Well, I'm just going to ride.
Oh, okay.
We've got an awful lot of people here to say hello, and we'll try and run them across. Here's our little girl, Judy, on date with Judy, Louise Erickson. How are you, Louise?
Hello, Frank. Fine.
Hope you enjoy that parade.
I'm sure I will.
Fine. And Wonderful. Right next to Louise is Frank Morgan, the fabulous
doctor. Yes, I've got a date with Judy.
Nice to see you. Here's a gentleman you all know on Sunday. Say hello to him, will you?
My.
Who is it? None but Rochester.
Merry
Absolutely.
Christmas.
Let's enjoy that parade. And now I think we just about exhausted our time, John.
Yes.
I think we have a very famous payoff to this, don't
I
we?
I think we have, Frank. As a matter of fact, before me right now, I believe he's right here. Isn't he handy right here? Mr. Kingsley here? Yeah, you bet he is right here. Before me is Mr. John B. Kingsley, president of the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce and father of the Santa Claus Lane Parade, who will now officially open this gala event for us. And with Mr. Kingsley is Jack Benny, who will assist in throwing the switch to illuminate the tens of thousands of lights along Santa Claus Lane and officially start the parade. And here, Mr. Kingsley.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to, at this time, to open up Santa Claus Lane again. This is our greatest Santa Claus Lane celebration. I think there's 1,250,000 people are jammed here in the Hollywood area to see this parade. It's my pleasure now to give you the great Jack Benny, who is going to throw the switch that will turn on the lights, millions of lights, to make this the greatest fairyland of all the world. Jack Benny.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, last year, there were three of us that pulled the switch, Bob Hope, Dinah Shore, and myself. This morning, I took a bite of vitamin pill, and they're letting me do it alone. But I want to do my Christmas wishing early and wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas. I now officially, are we ready for it? Throw the switch to open the Santa Claus Lane Parade.
That was the official opening, ladies and gentlemen, of the Santa Claus Lane Parade. There's a lot of excitement around here right now. All of the people are moving out, and all of these various floats are moving right into line, and the parade is underway. Over our heads right now, a huge Goodyear Zeppelin flying right overhead with all of the searchlights here in this area playing upon it, and we can see those lights blinking off and on. Here's Rochester going by us again. He's trying to move into the parade.
Right?
He's on his way. Thanks a lot, Rochester. And I think that just about winds us up here. We're coming along now. Here's the big, we wish you could all see, as a matter of fact, this big main Santa Claus float with all of the reindeers up on it, the big seat at the rear of the float. It's really a beautiful sight. There's Frank Morgan out there, Red Skelton, pointing up now to all of the searchlights as a plane is flying through the searchlights. Well, that's all the time we have. And now back to Frank Barton.
And you've just heard an exclusive NBC broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, direct from the starting point of the annual Santa Claus Lane Parade in Hollywood, California.
briefly described have been the gaily decorated floats to be seen in the parade just starting, and briefly interviewed have been some of the 50 NBC stars who will ride the floats during the parade. This is Frank Barton speaking for John Storm and myself and bidding you all a very happy holiday season. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.